Good morning. We are so excited and glad that each of you are here today. Thank you for being here. We are going to start off with some worship. I know one of the songs here that we're doing has some words. I'll point this out to you when we get there, I guess. Hope you all got a bulletin of many different colors. So if it doesn't look like this, that's fine. We're really excited to be sending our first missionary out from Grace Summit Community Church. I know we've had many campus missionaries, but this is the first one to go internationally for an extended time. And we just so much appreciate all of your support, and we hope that you'll be able to join us afterwards as well. Let's stand up and enter into worship together, and each of us needs to think about how we can lay our lives down for the Lord as well.
Thank you.
today, and this is one of them.
Thank you.
as a ship is commissioned when it's ready to set sail, so when a missionary is prepared to go to the foreign land, the congregation gathers behind them and commissions them. And that's what this service is about today. I'm reminded of one of the most popular verses in the Bible, John 3:16. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life." And you know, we love Guatemala City so much that we are giving Hannah. And we really appreciate the support of this church. You have gone above and beyond in your generosity, and it just shows your love for the lost. And we pray that Hannah will be quite effective in what she does, and we're encouraged with each one of you. And one of the reasons we wanted to have the kids up here today, no matter what age you are, there's going to be a gap here that Hannah leaves. And we encourage you guys to step up into this gap, to fill the gap that she, the void that she leaves. We'll need a piano player. If anybody plays the piano, we'd really appreciate that. But each of us needs to go a step further in making the gospel part of our everyday lives. So as we continue here today, just encourage you to be grateful to the Lord and be grateful to our brothers and sisters here. And so that is why we are commissioning Hannah today, and we appreciate your support. Sure. Tim, if you want to tilt the camera down and
sorry. Okay, hi kids. You know, it wasn't too many years ago that Hannah was about your age, 8 or 9 years old, and she always would ask a lot of questions about being a missionary. And since Mr. Reynolds and I were missionaries, she would always talk to me too about it, and in Sunday school class and stuff. And I always had this feeling that Hannah was going to go to the missionary. In fact, I would tell her mother that too, and she goes, "Oh, I don't know about that." But I always felt in my heart that, yep, one day Hannah's going to go to the mission field. And guess what? Hannah's going to the mission field. And so I just know, I'm going to sit here, and parents, be warned, I'm praying for each one of these kids, because I know that the Lord's going to raise one of these kids up, maybe 3, 4, 5 of them up, and they're going to be going to the mission field one day to proclaim the love of Jesus Christ. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Okay, it's okay. We can say amen. All right, I have a question, kids. What is a missionary? What's the definition of a missionary? There's a song, "Be a Missionary." Does anybody know what a missionary is? Okay, well, in Acts 1:9, before Jesus went on up to heaven, he said, "You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all of Judea, Samaria, and the ends of the earth." Now, we can say it another way, is that you can be a missionary in Cobb Falls, in Akron, in Green, and even in Guatemala. Okay? A missionary is a person that leaves his state, his country. They leave their comfort zone to go to another area, and it could be a whole brand new culture, a whole brand new language, to proclaim the love of Jesus Christ. And so that's what a missionary is. So we are all, if you have Jesus Christ living in your life, we're all called to be missionaries, whether you're staying in Cobb Falls or you're going to Guatemala. But we have to remember, we got to leave our comfort zone sometimes and step out of our comfort zone and tell other people about Jesus Christ. And that's what Hannah's going to be doing. And then we're going to be commissioning. Does anybody remember what Mr. Yackley said about commission? What does that mean, a commissioned service? What does that mean? Did you listen to Mr. Yackley? To send her off. It's where a church, and we're talking about Grace Summit right here, is saying to the person, Hannah, we love you. We know that God has called you to Guatemala, and we are committed to pray for you, to financially back you, and we've got your back, okay? So Grace Summit, we've got her back, but we have to pray for her. If you've committed to her financially, you got to remember to send that check in and financially back her. That's what it is. We're commissioning her, and we love Hannah, and we're behind her. And amen. Jesus says in Matthew 28, therefore, and go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. And this next one always helped me when I lived in Africa. And surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age. And I carried that with me to Africa because I knew that Jesus Christ was never going to leave me. When I took off from Akron into Africa, he never left me. And just like for Hannah, he's never going to leave Hannah. He's going to be right there with her. Sorry. Okay. Now, boys and girls, where is Hannah going? We've said it about 3 or 4 times. Guatemala. And what city is she going to be ministering in? Okay, Guatemala City's the capital. What's the capital of Ohio?
Columbus.
Yay. Okay. I just thought I knew that. And so that's our capital, and the capital of Guatemala is Guatemala City. Okay. Now, there's Akron up there. We put Akron. There's Akron. And that's the distance from Akron to Guatemala City. Now, if Hannah was real, just she had a lot of time, by car, it would take her 53 hours by car to get to Guatemala City.
That's with no stops.
With no stops. And then, but by airplane, it would take her 6.5. All right, which one do you think she's going to choose? The airplane, of course, you know. Who wants to be in a car and drive to Mexico? Now, so look at where we're at. So you know, you got to make a mental point where your missionary's at. There's United States, Mexico, Guatemala's right under Mexico. Okay, so I want you to keep that mental note where Hannah is. And just keep that mental note that she's 6.5 hours away from us by airplane. All right. Now, is the culture the same in Guatemala as it is in Cog Falls, Ohio?
Yes.
All right. What language is she going to be speaking? Somebody know what language she's going to be speaking? Spanish! Very good. Okay, she's not going to be speaking English anymore. As soon as she gets off the plane, she's not going to say, hey, hi! No, she has to say, hola. Okay. Yeah. All right. The culture's different. The next one. Oh, wait, not that one. That's okay. The culture's different and the weather's different. Hannah told me yesterday that the weather is mostly like it is today. So, when we're freezing in December, Hannah's going to have her flip-flops on. And she might have to wear a sweater in the morning when we have to wear our coats and our scarves and our hats, but she gets to just wear a sleeveless shirt and flip-flops. Maybe her shorts, maybe a skirt, and she's dressed for the day. And we're all bundled up like that. Okay, now, Hannah is going to see, first of all, I want to tell you, the children and people may look different, but everybody in the whole world need one thing. What is that? Well, air. That's right. They need to be loved, and they need to be shown the love of Jesus Christ. Everybody in the world needs that. Everybody has that same need of being loved, appreciated, and respected, and they need to love the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, Hannah's going to see a different culture. She has to learn that culture. But she's all going to see different animals in Guatemala. Okay, go back. She's sitting in her house of green. She's going to see the cardinal. Cardinal is Ohio's what?
State bird.
That's right, our beautiful cardinal. But in Guatemala, she's going to see... What's that? Anybody remember? Hannah told me that she came to your Sunday school class and you made one of these. This is their national bird. A quetzal? Did we say that right, Hannah?
Yeah.
Okay, a quetzal. All right. Now, I have a picture I gave you in your little notebook of a quetzal. And here's some cool pictures of it. If you're getting a little antsy in your seat while the service is going, I think you quietly take your crayons out and color quietly. But I want you to keep your listening ears, and I want you to listen to what's going on, because this is such an important service today, okay? But you can color your bird, it's beautiful, and then you can take it home, put it up, and that'll be a reminder of where Hannah's in Guatemala. Thank you.
We are going to sing another song, and while we do, we are going to take the offering. And we want to mention, if you're visiting with us today, please let the basket pass around by. Don't feel compelled to give it all. But also, I wanted to mention, there are two things. One is, there's a little book in the back. If you would have an encouraging verse for Hannah, or a memory or something you'd like to share with her, feel free to write in that. And secondly, we're going to be, not next Sunday, but the Sunday after that, going back to our school year schedule of having services at 9:30 and 11. Again, not next Sunday, but the Sunday after that. Next Sunday, we'll still be meeting at 10:15. And then, for those of you who are recently new to the church, we're going to have a pizza with the pastors on September 10th. So looking forward to that as well. During this song, you have the chorus and bridge in your program here. We don't have the Spanish words. We're not going to have them up above, I don't believe. But you have them in your program, and Hannah's written out the translation for us. So when we get to the chorus and the bridge, we're going to be singing those in Espanol.
When the darkness flows.
For us, it's a little bit of a new thing that we are doing, but a very important thing as we have our commissioned service here for Hannah. Our church, and I think this is important, is partnering with the Lord in sending her to fulfill her calling and mission in Guatemala. And I say that because it's important to understand that God is the initiator in all of this. It wasn't Hannah, it wasn't Carol Reynolds, it wasn't the church, it was God. God is the one who calls us. God is the one who sends us. Our job is to partner with him and the work he is doing. Jeff already quoted John 3:16, and it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave or sent his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And what that verse does is it reveals the missional heartbeat of God. God is a sending God. God is a missional God. It is just what God does. It is who God is. It's just a deep, abiding part of God's character. And we, as his followers, get to participate in that, and Hannah in a unique way in about a week. Matthew 9, 30, beginning in 36, it says, 35, "When Jesus saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were bewildered and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, 'The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into his harvest.'" Jesus tells his disciples, he gives them something to pray for. And he says, pray for the harvest plentiful. Pray for workers. Pray for people who will go out into the harvest. And today, in sending Hannah, let me say, for 25 years now in this church, many have been praying this prayer, that God would send out workers in the harvest. And today, in sending Hannah, we are experiencing another answer to those prayers. God has raised up another worker for his harvest in Hannah going to Guatemala. But I want to say, God has answered this prayer many, many times in our church, in many, many ways. In fact, I would venture to say that God has answered this prayer more than any other our church has ever prayed. It is kind of a little-known characteristic of our church. But there are people from our church all over the place who are laboring in God's harvest. Just not one is the children who've grown up in this church are all over the place, in many different functions, laboring in God's harvest. Others who came as adults, who started to grow in their faith and have moved on, are laboring in God's harvest as a result of what God has used this church to do. And that is really exciting, and Hannah is one more step in that venture. I share this verse, one, just to challenge us, is many have been praying this, and I want to ask you, how faithful are you to pray that God would raise up laborers for the harvest? It is one of the few specific things Jesus ever asked his disciples to pray. He asked them to pray some other things, but this was one of the specific things, and we need to ask, and this is the point where I'm allowed to make you feel just a little bit convicted in the midst of a celebration here. God, in the New Testament, they ask us to pray for the sick, right? And we all do that, right? To the same extent, you ought to be praying that God would send laborers into his harvest. The same amount of prayers should go towards that. One final aspect of this little prayer is that you, this is the I don't know, it's the only prayer, but it is one prayer that you get to answer yourself. Because when you say, Lord, send out laborers into your harvest, God says, all right, here you go. Because all of us, we don't have to go to Guatemala, and Jeff mentioned this, but we are all, and Carol also mentioned this, we are all to be laborers in the harvest, whether it's on our jobs, in our neighborhoods, in our schools. There, the harvest is plentiful. And it may be plentiful where you work and where you live. And God wants you to step in to fill that gap. He wants all of us to fill that gap and become a worker in that, in those places where he has placed us. One final verse, John 20:21 says, so Jesus said to them again, speaking to his disciples here, peace be with you. Just as the Father has sent me, I also send you. Just as the Father has sent me, I also send you. Hannah will go out and engage in her mission work in Guatemala, and this is instruction to her, but it's instruction to all of us also. How does she go? In the same way that the Father sent Jesus, so each of us need to go into our mission fields. We need to go into them, we might say, incarnationally, following the pattern God laid out in the incarnation. Jesus, it says, moved into our neighborhood. He pitched his tent among us. Hannah doesn't go as a conquering American missionary. We Skyped with the person in charge down there, the pastor in charge, I believe, is what he is, and that's what he talked about. He talked about how she will come and learn, listen, and become part of this community. That's what all of us need to do. God entered our human environment in order to redeem and transform it. We must enter our environments, wherever they are, fully. The Christian and the church can determine how they are to engage in God's mission by looking at how God engaged in missions through Jesus Christ and then adapting Jesus' approach to our current context and location. Hannah will go down there and adapt her approach to the context and location she is at. Same with us. We need to understand, what is it that my community is like? How do I enter into this community? When the Word became flesh, Jesus came to a specific people at a specific place and time. Each of us is called to a specific people at a specific place and time. Incarnational ministry is always to be localized. The strategies of the church should fit the community and people in the vicinity of the church. Jesus himself left a small footprint confined to a tiny nation at a specific time in history. What Jesus did in that one place and time, however, had global and eternal impact. We talk about the Great Commission and reaching the world for Christ and going to every nation. And for some of us, that is motivating and it stirs our heart. For others of us, it is overwhelming to discuss that. But in reality, none of us are called to reach the world. We are called to be faithful witnesses to the specific places God has called us to be to do missions. And as we are faithful witnesses in those places, whether it's Guatemala, our jobs, or our neighborhoods, as all of us are doing that, the world gets reached. This is a call for all of us. This is a commission today, not just for Hannah, but for all of us to be faithful in the work God has called us to. Let's pray. Lord, as we are getting ready to send Hannah out here, we also pray for us. Make us faithful laborers in the harvest for your kingdom. As Hannah is going out, we see that when we get up tomorrow morning, we are going out to our world as missionaries. In your name we pray. Amen.
A few Sundays ago, we met here for the first time in a new building. It was a great experience for a baby church plant. We broke bread, we worshiped together, we studied God's word together, we had fellowship. It was amazing how we can see the concrete signs of what 6 months ago was just a plan.
We are incredibly thankful that God has provided a place for us to be on mission to serve our community and celebrate the gospel. We are hoping and praying that this be a place where lives can be transformed, where marriages can be restored, where addictions can be broken, and where people can see the light and beauty of Jesus Christ.
We don't just want to fill this building every week. We actually want to empty it. We want to see hundreds of people cross the threshold of this door so that we can send them out every single week into the streets, communities, businesses, schools of Guatemala City. We want to gather here with the church so that we can leave as the church with the purpose of being the church wherever it is that God has placed us. We ask that you would join us in praying that this building would become much more than a building, that this would be a gospel beacon, that this place could be a gospel boot camp, and that it would be a gospel anchor here in Guatemala City.
But I really, from our end, want to make sure that we're reaching out to her. So, submitting to Hannah just to make sure that I have her connecting information correct, her mailing address while she's gone, her email, that I'm going to be encouraging you guys for the next couple of years to be letting her know what's going on in your life here as well. She's going to want to know who you are, what you're doing, and what's going on here. So my hope and my desire is to kind of help bridge that connection and to keep us connected. I have, again, just so excited about the support our church has provided her, and my hope is that we can continue to do that while she's gone. So we love you, Hannah, and we're so excited about what God's doing.
Combine two things here, practical prayer and then an activity for the kids. Okay, I'm going to ask the children, what's one thing that we need to do since we're commissioning Hannah today? What's one thing that we have to remember to do at least every day? And Ms. Kay just talked about what?
Pray
for her. Very good. Okay. When we pray for a missionary, I know that some people will say, "Dear God, please bless the missionary." And now, this is just me. This isn't scriptural. That's kind of a lame prayer. even if you just sit up and say, "Dear God, bless Hannah today. Amen." We want God to bless Hannah. But you need to say more. Because I even think that maybe Jesus is sitting up there going, "Really? You can talk to me more than that. I'm your Lord and Savior. You can talk to me." So we have to really pray for him. But we have to be intelligent about it. We have to know what to pray for her about. And I gave the boys and girls a prayer journal. And this is something that they can have with mom and dad. And this can kind of be your prayer journal for Hannah. And so mom and dad, the kids that can't write, mom and dad can write down the prayer request, and you can just open it up and maybe have Hannah's prayer card somewhere. Most people put it on the refrigerator, but maybe you want to put it in your prayer journal and just list some of the prayer requests. And I think we have some of them up there. One thing Hannah told me about, and you can read these things on her blog, so I would really encourage you to check out Hannah's blog because she talks about things, and that's how you can stay better connected with her. First thing is refreshing her Spanish. Remember I said she's going to another culture, and she's not going to speak English, it's Spanish. Now, Hannah knows Spanish, but she's been in Ohio for a while, and so she's been saying "you guys" and stuff like that, the way we talk, and so she needs to get back to her Spanish. So she's going to be living with a host family, and they're going to really help her because she's going to just have to speak Spanish with them all the time. Well, that's prayer request number two. Boys and girls, how would you like to know that you would have to come down to Green and live with another family for about 3 months just to learn what happens down in Green, Ohio? Would that be a little scary? Yeah, I think it would be. Well, Hannah is going to be living with the host family. She's already heard from them, and they're really nice people, but she doesn't know them. So pray for her adjustment of that. It's not her mom and dad there. It's not her sisters there. It's not her brother-in-law there. It's people totally different. And she has to learn how they do things in their family. So that's another way you can pray for her. She also has to learn about a new culture. Now, she's read things about Guatemala. She's already been down there to Guatemala. She knows some cultural things. But until you actually get into Guatemala and you start smelling the smells of Guatemala, they're different from Green, Ohio, and you start seeing the countryside, she has to learn all that. She has to adapt to that. And then she's going to be going to a Guatemalan church. Pastor Mike's not going to be preaching. She's not going to see Pastor Mike unless she goes on Facebook and sees that. But she's going to have to learn a whole
the church service and all of that. It's all going to be in Spanish. She has to learn to make Guatemalan friends. It's really easy when you first come to a new culture to say, uh-oh, there's some American missionaries. I think I'm going to go hang out with them. It's really easy to do that. But you have to know, no, I'm here. God's called me to Guatemala. I have to be making my Guatemala's friends. So pray for her about that. Her main ministry is going to be working with women. And she wants these women to learn to like themselves and to just know how much Jesus loves them. And so Hannah's going to have to develop that ministry. She's going to be working with another woman so she that is already involved in this ministry. And so they have to work together. And so, you know, there's a whole lot of different things in that. So she needs prayer on that. She needs to find a place to live. And, you know, it's a challenge here in Ohio to find a place to live. Well, it's going to be more of a challenge in Guatemala because she wants to make sure it's in a safe area. She wants to make sure that it's going to meet her ministry needs. Like, she probably needs a big living room. So that's something we can pray about. She gets an apartment with a big living room so she can have women over. And maybe some of the women want to help Hannah learn to cook and with Guatemalan food. So maybe a big kitchen or a nice sized kitchen that you can have at least three women in. And then being a single missionary. Being a single missionary has its challenges. And sometimes missionaries that are married, they forget about the single missionary. And so she has to learn just navigate all of those kind of waters and stuff. So pray for Hannah on that. And then the last one is something that Melissa wanted me to make sure to say is her health and safety. Now, when we all go to a new area, I mean, like if we go down to South Carolina, there's different germs in South Carolina, you know? And some people, after they come back from vacation, they get sick because they've been in another state. Well, she's going to go to Guatemala. It's tropic. There's going to be all different kinds of different bugs and stuff like that. And even when you just cut yourself on your finger, you got to go make sure you wash it, put antibiotics. Sometimes in the tropics, germs just grow. And so she has to navigate all of that. And we want to pray for her safety. Driving will probably be a challenge in Guatemala. Usually when you're in a different country, third world country, driving is a challenge. So pray for her safety there. Now, I said a lot of prayer requests. There's a lot of prayer requests up there. You guys, everybody, even the kids are going, oh my gosh, how am I going to do this? Well, you know what? Just take one prayer request a day. Maybe all of you are at work and you're having a communication problem. Now, you're both speaking English, but you're still having a communication problem. You should say, hey, maybe Hannah's having a communication problem right now. I'm going to pray for her. Maybe you're sick, and tomorrow you get sick. I don't want anybody to get sick, but maybe you are. Well, if you're sick, pray for Hannah. Maybe she's not feeling good that day. Maybe you have to make new friends. All of you kids, you're going to be going to school pretty soon, and you're going to be going in a new class, and you're going to have a new teacher, a new friend. Pray for Hannah. She's going to be making new friends. So put yourself in Hannah's place. And if God brings Hannah up to you during the day, don't say, wonder what I'm thinking about again. God is telling you to pray for Hannah. So just stop and pray for Hannah that everything's okay. And you know, Psalm 139 is such a beautiful psalm, and I love that psalm. And there's one verse in there where it says, God is holding your right hand. And we can all rest assured that God's going to be holding Hannah's hand through everything. But we have to be the church, and we have to pray for her every day. So please use your journals. I have extra ones, and I'll be glad to give them to you. Thank you.
At this time, Hannah and all the support team, if we would come up. Again, those who've been on her support team, wherever you are. So. Rick, come on up here. And Dick, would you come on up here also? We are going to now charge Hannah and charge ourselves in this time, and then we'll pray for her and close with the song. Today, we are commissioning Hannah. This means, quite simply, that we as Grace Summit Community Church are sending her to Guatemala. To be truly sent, one must have a home. So when we say we're sending Hannah, we're also making a commitment to her as a church family. Hannah, you have a home here at Grace Summit. You grew up here, and this, in many ways, will always be your church family. You will have other church families, but this is kind of like home base when you go back to mom and dad. It's been a long journey of preparation to be standing here today, and now before the Lord and before this church, we invite you to make the following commitment. Since the gospel of Jesus Christ is the hope of the world, do you commit to following Christ with all of your heart, to live your life in a way that is worthy of the gospel, and to proclaim Christ alongside others down in Guatemala? To remember that you have been sent by Grace Summit Community Church, and finally, to maintain your hope in Him when trials inevitably come. If you will commit to this, say I do. To the rest of us, if you're a church member here or just here supporting Hannah, please stand. Have everybody stand up. If you sit, that means you're not supporting her. No. That was terrible. Hannah has committed the next 2 years of her life to serve the Lord in Guatemala. As a church, we at Grace Summit have committed ourselves to supporting her through prayer. We've financial support, and in many ways, and it has been said over and over again, you all have done a wonderful job, an excellent job in partnering with her on this mission. We believe the Lord has called her to go on mission for the sake of the gospel. We also believe, along with our partners at TEAM, that is the sending agency that is sending her, the mission agency, I should say, that is supporting her and bringing her down there, that she is qualified in every way to do so. Do you, as a congregation, commit to supporting her with prayers, friendship, and financial resources, not forgetting that she is an extension of our Grace Summit Community Church family? If so, let's all say we do.
We do.
With that, let us, maybe three or four of us here could pray, then I'll close this.
This
is Lord Jesus, just be the hand as she goes forth. We know there will be hard times, bad times, times of maybe loneliness and feeling isolated. We know that you're going to be there with her. Keep your eyes focused on you and all that you know. Just guide her and strengthen her each day.
Lord, thank you just for the work that you're doing in Hannah's life. I'm so encouraged by the desire to follow you in this. I pray for just a week ahead as she finalizes preparations that you would give her peace and give her just an increased vision for what you have for her. I pray that you would go before her and continue to prepare a way that she would be able to just step into the work that you're doing there. Lord, I lift up our church that we would listen to you as we continue to support her and love her well. Father, just commit her to your hands. What do you say?
Lord, thank you for Iglesia Reforma, the church there, and for Oscar and Stephen and Justin as her pastors. I pray that they would have unique insight into her life and that their wives as well would have input. And Lord, that you would fill the perfect niche for Hannah, that she would meet needs, that she would meet women who need you, women who need to be encouraged and challenged by your love and your grace and your forgiveness, that the gospel, the pure gospel of Jesus Christ, who died for our sins, will go for it, and that's nothing that we can do to earn that grace, but it's your grace, your goodness, your mercy, your love and forgiveness. And I pray that many lives would be changed as a result of this extension of Grace Summit Community Church in Guatemala City.
And Lord, we thank you that you go with Hannah. She said, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." As she goes out with our prayers and our support, most important, she goes with you by her side. Lord, we thank you that you will take care of her, that you will be with her. We thank you, Lord, that you are moving already before her. You have gone before her to prepare her way. We ask, Lord, that she would step into and walk into those works, that ministry which you have already set up for her to do. We thank you, Lord, that you will keep her faithful. We thank you, Lord, that you will bless her. You will wish and bring about her good. We ask that you would use her. We ask that she would continually look to you, that she would abide in you and put her hope completely in you through the difficult times, through the good times. Lord, we ask your blessing that your face would shine upon her, that you would lift up your countenance on her. In your name we pray. Amen.
We're going to sing one more song, and afterwards, we invite you to join us downstairs for some food and refreshment. One of the things that we used early in the year to remind us to be intentional in praying for lost people in our own lives are these little bracelets. And if you would like to be intentional in praying for the lost, and also in praying for Hannah, there are some of those on the back table as well. So feel free to help yourself to these. Let's stand and sing.
Where you go, I'll go. Where you stay, I'll stay. I will trust in you.
Father, again, we do want to thank you for the work that you've done to bring each of us to this point. We pray you'd make each of us missionaries wherever we are. And thank you that you've promised to be with us always, even to the end of the age. We thank you for this opportunity for fellowship now. We pray you would bless the food to nourish and strengthen us, bless the fellowship, that you would be the focus and the center of it, and bless Hannah as she goes forth for your glory, and pray you'd raise up a mighty army with her. In the name of Jesus, amen. Thanks for coming today. Hope to see you downstairs.